The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this program are solely those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of this radio station, its management, or affiliates. Listener discretion is advised.
Won't we walk to the Ed Sheeran show? Cause we rap R&B and everything we know. From hip hop, beats to soulful flow. We dive into the culture, how we grow. Relationship news and headlines fresh. Funk the music genres, feeling every net. It's more than the sounds, it's life is goals. Right here on Antilla, the story unfolds.
Antilla's on, take the seat, let's explore.
Hey, welcome to the Anthony Taylor Show. So happy to have you here with me. Welcome back to all of the listeners out there. My folks, we in the house for another week, and we got an exciting show ahead of you today. I got special guest, R&B singer Christina in the house. Me and your boy Tony Jazzo is going to be up in here acting a fool as usual. Angela Ray is coming through with a segment. Man, this is going to be a hot show. Y'all make sure y'all stick around. But first, let's get to some of this news in R&B and hip-hop. Glorilla is making waves by announcing her glorious tour to support her 2024 album. So y'all go out there and get them tickets. Go see your girl Glorilla. See what she into. Turning to the world of the hip-hop commentary, DJ Academics finds himself in hot water. The popular streamer has been banned from Twitch following inappropriate remarks made during a live stream to a 15-year-old moderator named Max. Academics addressed the situation stating, "We will work with Twitch to make it right." Man, what's going on with the internet? Has it gotten that crazy where now people can just say anything? They forget that we are supposed to be, we are a land of laws. Where's all this lawlessness coming from? And where's all this abatement of the rules and practicality and common sense and respect for self? I don't understand how this can happen, man. I mean, yeah, we're not going to play the clip of Academics on this show. You guys got to go out and look for it yourself. But I'm plenty disgusted by what I heard. And I don't understand why a grown man thinks it's okay to do any of that stuff. It's sickening and it's disgusting. I'm sure if Academics was on here, he'd be like,
"Hurry, you don't know the whole thing, okay? Let me explain to you how it goes, okay? What happened was I was just talking to the man. I didn't know he was a 15-year-old boy. I was talking to the man.
Shut yourself up. Anyway, man, you know how it goes, man. The internet is a weird place. Weird things happen. People are emboldened. People try things. They say things. It's almost, you know, you can get a little taste of that in a text message, but more or less on the internet. I like when, on YouTube, I'll be watching a video sometimes where somebody checks the bully. They run up on them. That's right. They find them. Now, I don't condone any type of violence or getting hurt. You know what I mean? But I do like the spectacle of, okay, all that stuff you was talking, please press the repeat button and make sure it's on the same energy mode. Then everything changes. Fools be froze.
You gonna eat your cornbread?
That's your cornbread.
Ray, I'm a grown man, okay? I'm not gonna eat this cornbread. If he wants the cornbread, damn.
No, you can't have no.
Hey, man, he gonna eat his cornbread, all right? You,
Ray. Look, I don't need you to do.
Let's get to the show, y'all.
You let him have your cornbread, you're gonna be adding his drawers and clipping his toenails.
What they talking about none. Huh? They ain't talking about none. Aye. What they talking about none. Huh? They ain't talking about none.
pickable. I just put them boogers in my chain. Pickable, 80 pointers like a Kobe game. Pickable, 7.62s, I make them plank. Pickable, popping out, you better not smoke my name. Pickable, put two foreigns on a 405. Pickable, Kashi Pepper, here from doing pasta. Pickable, why you acting tough on IG Live? Pickable, you know my little n***a off they rocker. Pickable,
surprise, this that chicken cheese. Pickable, let me FaceTime my op. I'm up the street.
Pickable.
Yes, AGs, I'm putting something to sleep.
Pickable.
He on the ground, I praise God and start stumping feet.
Pickable.
I put 10 on his face, my shoulder plan.
Pickable.
I hit it from the back, I told her move her hands.
Pickable.
Then slap where at.
Pickable.
On your top, I'm with Dot, don't look back.
What they talking about, they ain't talking about nothing. What they talking about, they ain't talking about nothing. What they talking about, they ain't talking about nothing. What they talking about, they ain't talking about nothing. Huh? They ain't talking about nothing. Hey, that's my. Hey, that's my. Hey, with all that fake. Hey, ain't the one to play with. Hey. Pull off in a lamb, double pocket all that tans. Mister, get off on your mans. If he hand you disrespect, you better follow up with hands. Losses to the neck, but now I'm trophied up. I'm saying like, bing, bop, boom, 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 bop, bam. The type I'm on, you wouldn't understand. The type of skits I'm on, you wouldn't understand. Big dog business, I would not hold your hand.
Broke business, I cannot be your man. Never got his loop until we open up that can. Damn, alley hoop me bands, I'ma slam. Jam freak, I like my Mac touching yams. Pet that op shit around me, I'ma tell you turn it off. Heard what happened to your mans, not sorry for your loss. Should've prayed before them shooters came and nailed him to the cross. I let your boy get a pass, lucky you saw. For real.
What they talking about?
They talking about nothing.
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 Huh? They ain't talking about nothing. Hey, what they talking about?
They talking about nothing.
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 Huh? They ain't talking about nothing. Pickable.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Anthony Taylor Show. I am Anthony Taylor. Today I am sitting here with the world famous Chris Hina. Let's give it a round of applause. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, y'all. How you doing?
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. You know what I mean? And I got some music playing in the background that just so happens to belong to you. And I tell you what, it's sounding real, real, real nice. I like it. I like what you do. And I was like, you know what? That young lady right there, I got to share her with the rest of the people that listen to this show. Let's give her another round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Do you do a lot of interviews?
I've done probably about a handful of interviews out of my career.
Really?
So that's pretty much well done.
Excellent. Excellent. So you're not shy to talk. It's obvious. I can hear it. And I was looking at your social media just earlier today, and I want to ask you about something I seen. You were doing like a live performance, it looked like.
Yes.
Was that recent?
I do live performances. I actually haven't performed this year so far, but throughout the years, I probably have had about like 20 plus performance a year for sure.
Oh man, look at you. You're just getting busy. So let me ask you something here. For the people who, I'm sure there's a ton of people who know you. You want to tell a little something about you to the public, like let them know, you know what I mean? Like what you've been doing and how long you've been doing it. You know, just so they can get closer in touch with Christina.
Yeah, well, me, Christina, I've just been doing music my whole life. Honestly, it's in my blood. Like, I've just been working in the community basically ever since I was a teenager and just performing and sharing my talents then. But also, like, my family background, like, they come from a long line of musicians and composers. So it's really deep in there. It's in my blood. And I honestly just continue to keep my family's legacy going with the music.
Got you. So, and you're coming out of the Bay Area?
Yes, Bay Area, San Francisco, born and raised.
Excellent. So, let me ask you something. When did you realize that you were going to go down this path to be a singer?
I always knew ever since I was a little girl, honestly. I just always... I've always seen my mom sing on stage, and it just really inspired me. But like, I knew what I wanted to do was like way bigger than what I even knew at that time. Like, being 4 years old, wanting to travel the world and just be on world tour is like a big dream, but that was me. Like, I just had big dreams for a little girl.
absolutely. It makes 4 years old, wow. So that's when you knew, you were like, yeah, I want to do that.
Yep, exactly.
That's amazing.
That's the first time I ever actually performed on stage was 4 years old.
That's crazy. So how would you describe your creative process when you approach a song?
Oh my gosh, it depends, honestly. If I'm working with people, then sometimes like the creativity, like we bounce off each other, or sometimes I just play YouTube beats and I'm randomly freestyling, or if I'm sitting down with my producer and he produces a song and I hear the beat and I just paint a story with the music, basically. Like, there's just so many different ways to get into how creative I could be with songwriting, honestly.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent. And how many producers do you normally work with when you start, you know, your process of making a single or EP or album? Do you have a group of producers, or is it just like one or two that you kind of like stick with?
Mainly for the past couple of years, I work with like mainly two producers, but my boyfriend, actually, he produces a lot of my music and he writes some music as well. And he's like one of my main producers, and I just tell him my idea and he could just whip it up quick.
Man, that's amazing. So, we need to get him on the line with us so we can
definitely.
Yeah, we want to hear about that. You know, about his magic there, because some of the music I heard is extraordinary, and I'm like, whoa, this is pretty good. So big ups to him. You know what? What's his name?
Lonnie G P R O D.
There we go. That's for Lonnie. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So what's the most challenging part in today of being an artist for you?
Oh my God, there's so many things. But honestly, I would say one of the main things is being a female artist in the industry, because, you know, if you look at the female artists in the industry today, they could be an inspiration to others, but like, if you have certain standards or like beliefs, like me, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I do believe in like being humble and being modest, like not flaunting what you got, and I feel like that's a lot of what the industry is nowadays. So I would say that's the hardest part, like having that pressure of having to be what everybody else is, you know?
Yeah, because most artists nowadays is like, how you know, the least amount of clothes you can wear, you know what I mean, it's like, okay, so you don't come on stage and twerk dance half of your song away, or are you gonna perform your song, which one, you know what I mean? So I get it. I mean, you know, you being a younger person, I know that it's probably a lot of pressure being an artist because of that. It's like, you know what I mean, because most of the majority of the artists are trying to sell everything but their music. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, okay, well, this is going to make my music fly, so I got to do this. And that's just messed up.
Right.
You know, I really feel for anybody stuck in that, you know, predicament.
Yes, definitely. So I would just say, like, the industry is just going in a different direction. I'd say it's, like, it's pretty watered down. But, like, you know, that's probably just because I'm old school.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. So, you know, so what message or feeling do you hope people take away from your music after listening to it? What do you want them to take away and know about you?
I would just honestly, I want to be a relatable person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be able to connect and inspire my fans with my music, whether it's, you know, going through a similar situation and that music really helped them, or like understanding, you know, different perspectives with my music. Cause I talk about a lot of things, but I'll talk about some real shit. Cause when I make music, I create based off my own experiences.
Boy, you know? Come here, put your phone down, hit that airplane mode, go ahead and turn it up. No need for distractions. I'ma give you that passionate shake, you got my heart. All these hoes
time them hoes roll out.
You know that I'm more than patient with you.
Everywhere you go, I want you to take me with you.
They call, I hit decline. You can't see me, don't waste your time, boy. I got mine and he got my back. Phone on D&D where I'm at, don't ask. I got mine and he got my back. Phone on D&D where I'm at, don't ask. Where I'm at, don't ask. I love the way you love me. You give me something so real. Real boss, you already know the deal.
You won't find another bitch that can fit my heel.
Bad for real, I'm not the knock's type.
If you like it, then you better wife me.
Down, hit that airplane mode, go ahead and turn it up. No need for distractions, I'ma give you that passionate shake. You got my heart.
All these hoes tryna blow your phone down.
All these hoes tryna blow your phone down.
You with me, so tell them hoes roll out.
You with me, so tell them hoes roll out.
They call, I hit decline.
Hello.
Hello.
Customer service. How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I was calling. I had ordered a package to who specifically stated that they use to deliver.
Yes.
And as it turns out, now tomorrow's Robert's birthday. I have.
How would I money? What are your tracking number?
My tracking number, yes, sir. Are you ready?
Hey, let me get the computer here.
All right.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, sir. Is there anyone else there that I could speak with that might? I'm not understanding you.
I hear you. I need to listen to you. That's what I'm here for.
Okay. All right, sir. Thank you. My track number is, starts with a letter. Is that okay?
What do you mean, is it okay? That's the way our system works.
Right.
But okay. don't be a bird brain. I'm working overtime tonight.
Excuse me, sir?
I said I'm working overtime.
Right, but did you make a reference to me?
You people call complain all the time.
I'm not calling to complain, sir. I just would like to get the package that we ordered.
You calm your ass down.
I'm sorry, sir?
You calm your ass down. I've been working here all day.
Sir, do you work for...
Give me your tracking number, you bird brain. I'm going to transfer you.
I don't
to my supervisor?
Sir, if you can... Yes, I would like to speak with someone else immediately.
Hold on, you dang varmint.
Customer service, this is Willie.
Excuse me?
I said, this is Willie. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. I was about to give my tracking number.
Jim, I just got to be talking to Jim Bob. He said you were giving him a hard time.
No, sir, I'm not trying to give anybody a hard time. I'm just trying to get our package. My friend's birthday is tomorrow. We ordered the package in plenty of time to receive it.
What you sending?
It's a personalized item.
Hold on a minute. Let me ask that you specificate the correct zip code down there.
Pardon?
You specificate the correct zip code.
Yes, sir. 4444336.
You got the right damn zip code on there then.
Pardon me?
I just want to make sure I'm asking if y'all put the right zip code on there, because all you people all call up complaining and y'all forget to put the right zip code on there. It ain't our fault if y'all put the wrong zip code on there. You hear what I'm saying?
Sir, is this...
What the hell are you talking about, you job turkey? I come down there, I stick a chicken fried drumstick up your booty.
Sir, I'd like to see you try that. This is ridiculous. Is this...
You being a job turkey. Come, don't be, hold on a minute. Yo, bummer, I got this job turkey on the phone giving us a hard time. I'm sick and tired of dealing with these idiots. What should I tell them? You want to talk to this job turkey, bummer? All right.
Sir, maybe I should just call back during different... Do you work just a night shift or something?
Yeah, of course. I work the night shift. I got to listen to you people calling up.
I'll call back another time.
You worse than my old lady.
This is ridiculous. I've never experienced anything like this in my life.
Yeah, you a job turkey. Why don't you go shit with somebody else?
How do you feel your music has evolved since you first started?
Oh my gosh. It has evolved so freaking much. Like, I'm honestly... I'm still evolving. Like, I come up with a different sound, like, all the time. Like, I don't have a specific sound. That's why when everyone's like, what genre do you make? Or, like, what's your sound? I really don't have one. Like, I just create, you know?
That's interesting. That's interesting because you have quite a few selections here. I was looking at your catalog on Spotify. And maybe, I want to know... are there any personal experiences that have deeply impacted your music?
I would say I'm not going to get too deep, but just like the way I came up, like growing up, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just really pushed me harder to do what I'm doing, you know, because I felt like I got to do this because it's what I love and I could really do something with this. And it will make up for all of what I went through. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this story could be passed on and relatable to and inspire other people.
Gotcha. So this one right here is going to be a little bit different because I want to know what's the story behind your latest single or album. Actually, I'm not sure if this is your latest single, but it is one that you sent to me. Let's go ahead and take a quick listen.
Got you on my mind, back all the time. No second guessing, I shut my mind. Cause every time I see you, baby, swear I get excited. Know what you're doing to my body and I like it.
I want to know, that particular song, was there a particular incident that caused that kind of song to be made? Or was the producer just producing? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was me and my boyfriend, and like, he... honestly, it was him. Like, he just told me, he's like, I really want to work on some music with you right now. And we just got in the studio. He produced the beat. We worked on a hook. And this is literally like right before I was going to catch a flight back home. But we worked on a hook. And then, yeah, it's just like he made the beat and we found the sample together. And the sample was Freak K. And obviously, you know, if you hear the song, it's about being a Freak K.
Right.
So that's pretty much just what inspired it. It was the music behind it. The music behind the music.
No, it's a great song, too. I've actually heard the song before. I think, it's you have a very good range.
I've been smoking on the dub. Bobbing gold bottles, ain't no soda on my cup. Dancing for models, you already know what's up. We ain't had no love, ain't nobody we could hug. Now they go all, yeah, we got it out of mud. Born every day, I ain't never been a sub. Had to get his money, so I turned it to the club. Yeah, we only do with chances on this side. Girl, I love the way you wire to the baseline. It don't matter where you from, if you're this side. Cause we know it is the same on the inside. Yeah, the night's still y'all, thought it's still time. Tryna find a way that we could kill time. It don't matter where you from, me to inside. Cause we always just the same on the inside. Yeah.
Brown girl, won't you come my way? Brown girl, won't you come my way? White girl, won't you come my way? White girl, won't you come my way? Asian girl, won't you come my way? Asian girl, won't you come my way? Latin girl, won't you come my way? Latin girl, won't you come my way?
Brown girl, pale girl,
every girl you can imagine. Mama see the senoritas got a strong attraction. She a chocolate, nice ass on her body. Everywhere I turn, I see another carbon copy. Nowadays, be careful when she choose you. Asian girls, big booties, don't make them like they used to. I aim straight, so I'm a sharpshooter. Direct hit on a Filipina with big hooters. Now back to my brown girl, world go round, girl. Don't dare frown, girl, smiling just twirl. You every color brown, girl, darkest to lightest. Every texture of hair, most coarse to finest. Body shaped like a goddess, eyes brown or hazel. You're the one that I want, have a seat at my table. Brown girl, can I call you that? Hit my DM, we can meet and physically chat.
Brown girl, won't you come my way? Brown girl, won't you come my way? White girl, won't you come my way? White girl, won't you come my way? Asian girl, won't you come my way? Asian girl, won't you come my way? Latin girl, won't you come my way? Latin girl, won't you come my way?
Come with me, and you will see that I can be your friend. It's clear to see, obviously, that this should be the plan. Say you came with him, but you leaving with me. Say you came with him, but you leaving with me. Say you came with him, but you leaving with me. Say you came with him, but you leaving with me.
Brown girl, won't you come my way? Brown girl, won't you come my way? White girl, won't you come my way? White girl, won't you come my way? Asian girl, won't you come my way? Asian girl, won't you come my way? Latin girl, won't you come my way? Latin girl, won't you come my way?
Yo, it's the Ant Taylor Show.
So what, we get drunk. So what, we don't sleep.
Sing it.
We're just having fun.
We don't care who sees.
So what, we get high.
How it's supposed to be. When you're young and wild and free. Yo.
I'm not young anymore.
Well, okay, you can be wild and free still. This is Anthony Taylor. I'm sitting here with Angela Ray. A round of applause for Angela Ray, everybody. You know what I mean? Get it right, get it tight. So, Angela, it is a pleasure to be sitting here with you again, and I'm so happy that you are a consistent regular here, and the people out there.
Yeah.
Just love hearing you. You know what I mean? They love when you do segments and come on and talk. And I know you're going to be running the whole show pretty soon. So
no, not even.
We is here. We right here in front of you. We up in your, well, we're not in your face, but we're in your ear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm in your ear.
So Angela, there you go. So what you got going on these days? What's the word?
So just recovering from, you know, you're playing that music and I'm just like, no, that's not the business anymore. But trying to recover from the New Year's Eve and getting my year started. But yeah, just excited for what's to come.
So you were telling me, sorry, I'm looking at my gorgeous fingernails. They're just amazing. You were telling me that you had comprised a list. Is that correct?
I did.
Do you want to tell the people a little bit about this list?
Well, I will tell you a little about the list. And if you have any comments as we go along, please chime in.
All right, I'll do that. I'm ready and I'm right here listening.
All right. Well, so we are at the top. Well, actually heading towards the end of January. And I will say, if you know, you had your resolutions in order or you said how you're going to start this year, well, we're well into it at this point. So only you know whether you're succeeding or failing at this point. But I have a list of 5 do's and 5 don'ts for 2025. Let's start with something that I think is going to be on the list every single year. It will be infinity and beyond. It will be number one every year. And that's going to be do self-care. We always need to take care of ourselves, whether it is inside or out, that whole mind, body, soul balance. So number one is do self-care, whatever that looks like for you. Number two, do be nice to people. We are all going through something, whether it's a high level or low level, or, you know, there's a president just got elected. Some people are not feeling it. Some people are. I mean, you got to be nice to people. You got to be patient with them. You got to understand that you don't know everything that's going on, even if they're wearing a smile. Being nice to people costs you nothing. And so that is a do for 2025. Be extra sensitive. That people are being extra sensitive this year. So number three would be do go someplace new. Listen, whether it is across seas or in another state or just right there in your city, try something new. Try a new restaurant, try a new park, a new museum, something new. Broaden your horizons, you know, get out there. You don't even have to post about it, but if you live, you know, live here in this beautiful Southern California, there's mountains to one side, oceans to the other. Please take take some time to see your beautiful surroundings. It's going to do a lot to reset the soul.
Definitely recommend that.
Yeah.
Definitely recommend that.
And it doesn't even have to cost much. If you go to the you know, the ocean for the day, you can just pack a couple of sandwiches and some snacks. And a little bit of gas money will get you there. So, and you'll have a day full and priceless. I trust me on this. So we have number four. This one's near and dear to me. I had to kind of extract this from myself, from some things that I saw in 2024. So I'm just going to drop it on everybody. And it may not apply to you, but it's definitely a do for me for 2025. And that is do know your circle. So we have a, many of us have a diverse line of friends. And I'll say that the way I relate to my friends can be very different. My friends' capabilities and their you know, talents and everything, they vary. And so I have a set of friends that are the listeners. I have the set of friends that I have to listen to, and they're the talkers. I have friends that are good with a one-on-one situation, but not so good in a group scenario. So I will say, don't be so quick to get rid of your friends, but treat them where they're at. I'll say that. So know your circle and deal with them accordingly. I'm also a fan of feeding people with long spoons, like the friends that talk too much and tell your business. Doesn't mean they're bad people. They're just incapable of holding water. So you don't have to get rid of them. Just don't tell them everything. So know your circle.
Use the long spoon. You talking about one of them spoons and forks that people used to hang on their wall. You remember them? They'd be like a 5-foot spoon or fork. Just be outside trying to feed somebody with that. Yeah, it's a huge spoon. There you go. Take it. Eat all you can. You know what I mean? And so now we get to Number five
is going to be number five, and it's going to tie to the first don't of number one of the first don't. So number five is do recognize your blessings. Now, this can be if you are a spiritual person or not a spiritual person, but the things that come to you in life that you have manifested or asked for, when they come to you, you should acknowledge that they have arrived, that you had possibly asked for that in the past, or even if you didn't ask for it, if it feels like a blessing to you at the time, recognize it. You can outwardly, verbally say thank you, and then hold it like it's a gift that was given to you all year long. So recognize your blessings.
Hey, bend your back low. She do it with no hands. Now stop popping roll. I'm smoking bubba. Yeah, they in trouble. I like the way she move. I'm undercover. Now everybody leaning. I make the crowd rock. Now go and walk it out. I see they on my chalk. She want that.
steady, steady dancing. Now walk it out.
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 West side walk it out.
South side walk it out.
South side walk it out.
East side walk it out.
North side walk it out.
Now 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 west side walk it out.
Now
south side walk it out.
Tony Jazzo and I, we do a couple of different shows and podcasts together. And I just wanted to make sure that this segment wasn't completed without him being able to come on. And since we're here, we do have one thing. Christina, you got a few minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, we do have one thing that we do on this show. It's called Out of Pocket or Not. So now we're going to get into that segment. And we're going to see if somebody is out of pocket or not.
I had a woman I was trying to date send me a wedding invitation. Crazy part, because she told me she didn't have enough time to date and then sent me a wedding date. Now she talk about you coming to the wedding. I love you. I can't just be out here watching you get married. They're going to be like, eh, speak now or forever hold your peace. And I'm going to scream out, that's my bitch.
So let me ask you a question. So this dude say that he tried to go out with a girl. The girl did not want to go out with him, and all of a sudden a wedding invitation arrives. Is that out of pocket or not?
That's hella out of pocket. I'm not gonna lie. Like, he said, bitch, I love you. Oops, I didn't mean to cuss, but yeah.
Tony Jazzo, what you think about
that?
Yeah,
that's all out of pocket. Yeah, we... That is a lot out of the ordinary.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he could, I mean, you know, I've never had a situation like that, but I think that's like the ultimate in being rejected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But, you know,
just tell me you don't want me.
Yeah. I mean, I feel
not
like
only
this,
do you not want me, but you gonna get married.
I just feel like this, you know, in that situation, I could tell I had a few of those altercations in front of me. It didn't happen to me, but not something similar to that, you know what I mean? So, you know, I could tell you this, you know, I think is very, relationships are very tricky, and especially on the first time you meet someone, and for long, you wouldn't know if you see it coming, even if the person you trust for like a year or 3 years, you know, and it's like, you know, you don't know what random thing can actually happen. So, you know, it's hard to really put your finger down and really get to know someone.
Well, look, hold on a sec. This dude didn't even get a chance to date this chick. And, you know what I mean? So that's even more nerve. She didn't even you don't even get a chance to find out about her, and she tell you she don't have time to date you, and now you getting a wedding invitation. Let me ask Christina something. Now, Christina, in a relationship, everybody has different types of relationships, right? What do you think about guys and girls being open with their phones? It's like, should a guy go through a girl's phone? Should a girl go through a guy's phone?
That's hella funny, because me and my cousins were talking about this the other night, and it's just like, go ahead, you can go through my phone. Like, you might get your feelings hurt a little bit, or I'll get my feelings hurt. But it's just like, you know, if you're gonna deal with somebody like that, like, why are you even gonna deal with them? You know, like, you should be able to deal with somebody you trust and who is completely honest, you know.
Excellent. Tony?
Yeah, absolutely right. You know, yeah, you just gotta let the You gotta let nature take its course, you know, and just go with the flow and take it one day at a time.
Man, look, you got a lady, stay up by her phone. You might see messages from me up in there. You know what I mean? So yeah. Just stay out of her phone, man, because it's a lot easier.
It's a trust factor. It's the trust factor, like she said.
It is a trust factor, absolutely. And this one here is actually about that. We're going to see if he out of pocket or not.
I went through my girl phone.
Flip phone.
It was about that time, yeah, flip phone. Boy was a handsome yellow with waves in his hair. Stretched back with his hand behind his head, probably with a 12. Man, I saw that broke the phone, stole the car, took the baby, hit every goddamn thing. Yeah, I damn near got a kidnapping charge. So I buy out because what I felt at that moment, that's why I don't like yelling with muscles and with waving at her to this day.
All right, is he out of pocket? Is he telling the truth?
He's
telling the truth, man. See,
she out of pocket.
He is. All right. So look, we're not gonna do too many of these. That was it. But I just wanted just to add a little bit of that to it, just to see where people are at on the spectrum of what's out of pocket these days and what's not. I do have a lot more. Tony Jazzo, you and I, you know how we do it, man. We'll do this for hours. So what's next for you before we wrap it up?
I actually have a single dropping on Valentine's Day, and it's called D&B. Aside from that, I have a bunch of singles. I'm trying to drop a single every month, and I'm also working on an album, so just be on the lookout for that, for sure.
Man, that sounds dope. That sounds dope. A single every month? That is a lot of work. That's where it's at right there, you know what I mean?
I'm just want to tell you, I'm happy and proud of you. I just want to tell you, Christina, you came a long way. I just want to let you know that, and I've been keeping my ears and opening for you and everything. So I've been tuning into what you got going on. So I just want to let you know you got my full support.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
From the start, just to make you happy, girl. I'm willing to understand your world. I want you as my special girl. I'm willing to do right this time. Girl, you are my world. Don't want heartbreak feelings. I'm willing, baby. Don't want heartbreak feelings. I'm willing. Wanna stay strong for you, protect your heart through and through, and all these things just for you. Hey, I'm willing, girl. I'm willing to listen to you. I'm willing to build love too. I'm willing to change my old ways. Oh, I need you, girl. Don't want heartbreak feelings. I'm willing, baby, willing, baby.
I'm willing. Love
is DJ Unk, Walk It Out rapper, dead at age 43. What happened to DJ Unk?
Man.
DJ Unk!
Is DJ Unk is the one that did a song called Walk It Out?
Yeah.
I seen the video. I seen the song. I heard it. He passed away. That's sad. Man.
Yeah, that's messed up,
that's
man.
Too much.
Now, at 43 years old, that's way too young to be checking out for any reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know, you gotta think, you know, we, I don't know what part. Was he from Atlanta? Probably from College Park, from what I know. So, yeah, because you want to know how I know he's from Atlanta? Because a lot of people got those crazy dances.
Man, Anthony Leonard Platt, DJ Unk, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, man.
You know Mike and Quincy was tight. So that means Michael Jackson grew up. I mean, watched Quincy Jones' daughters grow up. Fast forward years later, Tupac is dating one of the daughters. I think it was Khadijah. They came out of, Tupac comes out the party disrespecting Khadijah, like, shut up, come on, shut the fuck up and get in the car. Mike stepped to him, yo, you can't talk to her like that. He was like, Mike, mind your fucking business. Mike was like, no, that's like my niece. You ain't gonna just talk to her like that. Michael Jackson and fucking Tupac start rumbling. Michael Jackson beat his ass.
Michael Jackson against Tupac? It's possible. I mean, why not? You know what I mean? Why not? I mean, bitch, hey, look, hey, all the things that people could say about another person, their sexuality or whatever, man, it don't stop nothing, bro. It don't stop nothing. I mean, they can be.
I believe. Here's the thing.
You believe what?
I believe Tupac ain't no punk, but he can get it. Anytime anybody can get it,
but from the right person, bro. So you might not be a punk, so but like, somebody got hands, they got hands, bro. You got to deal with that. You got to recalibrate. You know?
Yeah, for real. Because like I tell people, I don't try to be the toughest mofo ever in my life. But shit, sometimes I lost a couple of fights, and I can admit it. I never was the type to say I wanted to get them. I wanted to get around too. I'm like, hell no.
If you're smart, what you gonna keep fighting somebody for that you know can clearly beat you? It just doesn't. I mean, they're not putting nobody else in danger. You're not protecting anybody. If you're protecting somebody, it's a whole different story. Then you fight to the death. But if it's just like somebody want to fight just to show you that they can win, hey man, once they show you, you let them show you. All right, okay, it's all good. You got.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like you can't. Don't start fights you can't finish. That's all I was.
Well, man, you never know, man. You never know. Some of these dudes nowadays, man, know all this. Just wrap you up and have your arm bent backwards. You'll be looking at your own shoulder from the back. You know what I mean? So they got all kind of skills and twist you up in MMA. My advice to people is learn how to talk things out. You know what I mean? Like, hey man, you know I do my best
on doing all of that first before that. But sometimes with me, it's like I be feeling like people just be trying to try me at the wrong time. So you know me, I'm like,
that's when you walk away, because there's plenty of people out in the cemetery pushing up daisies right now because they didn't walk off.
Tupac and Michael Jackson.
That's also a lot, bro.
I hit up Edie, right? Because this came across my timeline that basically there's a story. Some guy is telling the story, some guy I've never heard of, was that Michael Jackson beat up Tupac.
That's what I'm saying. That's a lie.
Right. And I'm like, they're like, it could have happened. I'm like, okay, you mean to tell me the most famous person on earth beat up the most famous rapper on earth, and only one person is talking about it?
Exactly.
No one else mentioned it on any level?
Like, bro, that's how you know this is the people. The internet is dangerous, and people just say anything. And a lot of these things actually go viral because we live in the new generation to understand how, first of all, how big Pac was, and how big Michael Jackson was. Michael Jackson has security. He used to run around with security like the president. So you really think that the security gonna let him and Pac have a fair fight? Like, it doesn't even make sense. But I guess people. They just ran with it. They make up stories and just for what? Likes and views. nothing happened between Pac and Michael Jackson.
Timeline wise, it just don't match up. That's all I gotta say. I know Pac was in Quincy Jones' family dynamic, you know what I mean? But Michael Jackson was no longer a part of that family dynamic at that point. So I don't see him being able to be there. Now, like I tell you, man, in public, you know what I mean? It may be a whole different story. You might, in public, Jazzle, you might be in the city and see somebody talking crazy to my daughter. And you might say, you might put hands on them. You know what I mean? You might say, hey, what you doing? You know what I mean? That can happen. But you ain't a 50-year-old man fighting a 25-year-old man. And believe me, a 50-year-old man can beat a 25-year-old man. But you only got a matter of seconds. Because the thing is, with the difference between an older dude and a younger dude is how long you can last. So you was telling me you had some feelings about what I call a social media sensation, Charleston White, man. What's your take on this man, Charleston?
So here's the thing. I get where he comes from in the South. Like, one thing you got to know about the South, they got a lot of OG individuals. They stand on their principles. They stand on their word. When they say something, they mean something.
Okay, like, all right. Hold on a second. Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. What is Charleston White in specifically saying that pisses you off about him?
He's saying he don't care about people of that are getting killed, that are killing their own kind of color. That's one part of it. And he don't take no accountability for the things he say, because at the end of the day, when people were dying in Chicago, and a lot of rappers that are getting killed, he would come out and say, well, that's what they get for preaching all that nonviolence on the record and everything.
Because of your delivery. You know how you just said, to keep, it's how you say things, it's how you approach things. You came at Uzi and Gilly super disrespectful.
Yeah, I did, with every intent to.
Yeah, but earlier,
I ain't trying to make friends with them. They got super disrespect. Name me a rap lyric that's respectful. Name me some music that these make that's respectful. How the f*** they go demand some respect when they some of the most disrespectful motherfuckers to the black woman we ever seen? How? And not only are they in it in their lyrics, they in it in their action.
You feel me? I think they and then it's like, and then he will wish dead upon them. You know, it don't matter. It's like, you don't wish nobody no deaths, and then you don't sit there and make fun of their deaths at the same time. You know, there's mothers that raise these kids, you know. They wasn't in the baddest, they wasn't in the greatest condition or anything. They're not perfect, but that don't mean you gotta spit on a grave and everything.
I don't know what it'll take, but no one, no other race is affected like this when you think in terms of gun violence. No other race of people is turning the guns on each other in the manner and at the rate of which we're doing. And it's an epidemic. And right now, it lies at the feet of the music industry. Because we have a whole genre that does nothing but promote the killing of a black person.
But kick it with my Memphis twin. I can't take a loss, I'm always going for the win. I've been geeked up in this booth, I got my blunt pack for the starter. Don't be acting new, they put some hoes all through your body. I'm like, oh, no,
cool, let them in the water. See ya, didn't bother, got my green light to red dot. If you spot me, I'm sorry, I can't take you, ain't getting all it. Look like your don't want smoke, but we gon' do this regardless. And I started from the bottom, just like you, but I was hard, I came up with soldiers. Shout out to my father.
Shout out my father.
He made sure I make it farther. My trust in God, blocks and dollars. I might swerve in that corner, whoa. Hold on tight, cause I tweaking this, I let it go. And I heard that she wanna show, whoa, me who she be, I'm kinda with it, show me some more. Tatted head to toe, give a story, bro. You wanna do
anybody you want to say anything to or any shout outs you want to give?
Yes, I definitely want to shout out just my whole family. You already know I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for supporting me. You know, without them, I definitely wouldn't be where I am today. Shout out to Cisco Days and everybody behind that album. And just shout out to all my supporters that's been here since day one. I really love y'all.
And Christina, can you tell the people how to find you on social media, where they can hear more of your music, et cetera, et cetera?
Yes, so you can find my music, so it's CRISDINA, and you can also follow me on Instagram at Crisdina, CRISDINA underscore, and you can get updated on there, and yeah.
Okay, guys, so that's it. Christina, thank you for joining me on the Ant Taylor Show. We will see you again, we hope, and we want to hear more from you. We're going to be playing your music on the station, and we're going to be playing it during the show. People, look up Crisdina on Spotify. It's easy to find. Type in C-R-I-S-D-I-N-A. Look for the single, Freaky. Look for the single, I Got It. Look for Crisdina. You will find her and you will enjoy a lot of good music. Big ups to her and her producer. Thank you, Crisdina, for joining us today. And it was a real pleasure. And I'm very happy with your appearance here today. Whether you're climbing through challenges or thriving in a good place, keep hope alive. It's the spark that lights the way forward. If you're working toward your dreams, take daily steps with focus and determination. Remember, nothing comes to sleeper but a dream. So stay awake and keep pushing forward. If life is going well, take a moment to appreciate what you have. Gratitude keeps you grounded and reminds you how far you've come. Share your light with others. Lend a hand, offer encouragement, and spread kindness. Let's remove the less from hopeless and hold on to brighter days ahead. Whether you're striving or thriving, hope and compassion make the journey meaningful. Keep moving forward and don't forget to lift others as you rise. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me this week on the Ant Taylor Show. Thank you to my guests for joining us. We had a great show. It was good to see everybody here again. Hopefully, we can all reconvene right here on this station next week. Same time, same day. You know how we do it on the Ant Taylor Show. Let's get it. Until next time, peace, love, and blessings.